mostly hated. It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
How many times in sports have we heard the phrase, you just got your bell rung, you'll be okay, get back in the game? Guess what? If you got your bell rung, you're probably not okay. You've probably sustained a concussion, and going back in the game just might put your life in jeopardy. Safety comes first in high school sports, and everyone should learn the signs and symptoms of concussions. Visit the MHSAA website to learn more. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
All right, we can get this thing underway finally. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks, here. Harbor Beach hangs on to an 8-point victory over the USA Patriots. Let's go by the quarters first. After one, USA was leading by 14-10. Then Harbor Beach rallied and outscored USA in the second quarter, 22-7, and entered the locker rooms at halftime with a lead, 32-21. In the third quarter, USA outscored Harbor Beach, 13-8, and went into the fourth quarter, trailing Harbor Beach only by 6, 40-34. Harbor Beach hung on to an 8-point victory. It was tied with about 3 minutes left in this one. Came out on top, 8-point victory, 53-45. Let's go individual stats, first starting with USA. Brendan Ballard had 2 points that came in the second quarter. Dan Rick with 5. A 3 and a 2 in the first quarter. Sean McBrayer with a 3 and a 2 in the third quarter for 5. Sean Faber with 7 points. Kyle Fletcher with 4, Jake Beachy with 3, and Nick Fletcher, leading USA scores, with 17. They shot 4 for 5 in the second half from the free throw line for 80%, and a grand total of 6 for 7 for 85.7% from the charity stripe. They finished their season at 15-6. Harbor Beach now moves on to the semifinals, take on Cass City on Wednesday. Individually, Aaron Gintler had 4 points for the Pirates in the second quarter. Eli Kraft with 25 points, leading all scores, 10 of those in the second quarter, and had 8 points in the second half. Jordan Booms with 7 points, Andrew Seaman with 10 points, Sloan Klasky with 7, and 5 of those critical in the fourth quarter. They shot 5 for 10 from the free throw line in the second half for 50%, 6 for 16 overall for 37.5% for the total game. John?
You know, being 11 points down at halftime, USA had to do something and something fast. And it really does reflect into the shots that they took and the shooting percentages. In the third quarter, they were 5 for 14, 36%. Fourth quarter, 3 for 10, 30%. They were putting up shots. Total for the half, 8 for 24, 33%. If you add the second half to the first half, it was 16 for 44, 36%. They were really behind the eight ball. They had to get the shots up there. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, it was basically city as she goes. They were in control the whole game, basically because of the quickness of their hands. And the quickness of their hands also reflected in their shots as well. 4 for 9, 44%. In the third quarter, 4 for 8, 50% in the fourth quarter. Total of 8 for 17, 47%. Grand total, 23 for 43 in the entire game, 51%. Harbor Beach Pirates move on.
Absolutely. Now, Ryan Brown, our sideline reporter, what was your perspective on this one?
When you look at the whole scheme of things, this was an excellent played ball game. It means both teams were following the coach's scheme to a T for the most part. It's just one team executed it a little better than the other. I kind of noticed that Brendan Ballard was a non-factor in this game. He didn't see many minutes because of Harbor Beach athleticism. They like to run and gun and just run up and down the floor and pressure the ball, and USA wasn't comfortable with Ballard on the floor, so they decided to opt into something else. In the end, it was a great way to kick off March Madness. Let's keep it rolling, boys.
And on to tomorrow. John, any closing thoughts before I give the next schedule here?
This game had the flavor of a district championship game. It was almost anticlimactic to find out that there was no trophy presentation at the end of this one. Two really great teams, well-coached teams, went after each other tonight. It was just a pleasure to just watch it.
And USA completes their season at 15-6 overall, 10-2 in league play for tonight. Harbor Beach now 18-3 overall, moves on to the semifinals in Cass City against Cass City on Wednesday. That game, I believe, is at 6 p.m. I'm not exactly sure.
I'm positive, yes.
It is 6 p.m. That's why I have my sideline guy or my color guy with me at all times. Then, before we get to that one on Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting both of those from Cass City. We will be tomorrow broadcasting some high school girls action all the way over in the Bay County region at Bay City All Saints. It is the Port Hope Blue Stars taking on Genesee Christian in the regional semifinals. We'll be there to broadcast. I, Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and even we're taking Ryan Brown all the way over there with us. We're going to have a great time broadcasting some Port Hope Blue Star action. Back in the studio pushing the buttons is Michael Kaufman, sideline reporter Ryan Brown, John Mooney, color. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and play-by-play host of this tonight's broadcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow night, Port Hope against Genesee Christian in Bay City All Saints girls action. You're tuned to WIW, your home for high school basketball. We'll see you tomorrow.